在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
English. Today is Tuesday, November the 4th, 2008, and the title of this podcast is And the Rain Came Down. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States,And Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. And the rain came down. Beginners. Yesterday it rained most of the day. Last night it rained all night. And now, this morning, it is still raining. It doesn't often rain in this valley. Wenatchee is called a desert. And I suppose it is. However,About this time in November, the rain comes. Sometimes it stays for a few days. It prepares us, and the ground, for the snow. At the end of November, the snow comes. It stays for about 4 months. Some people who live in rainy Seattle get tired of the rain, but here it is a treat. Children can put on their rubber boots and splash in the puddles. Getting wet isn't a terrible thing.You can always get dry afterwards. But you do need to be prepared. Rubber boots, a long coat, and perhaps an umbrella. Advanced. Drip, 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 pitter, patter, plop. These are the sounds that I have heard on the roof and all around the house for the past 2 days. It has rained consistently, even during the night.For me, it is pure nostalgia. Being from England, I am used to puddles, drips, drops, and splashes. As a child, I played in the rain, went to school in the rain, watched the rain from steamed-up windows, and even built forts in the rain. English kids don't let a little water get in the way of their fun. Mind you, Seattle gets much more rainfall than England.My sister-in-law, who lives there, told me that in the winter they can get a whole month of non-stop raining. Now that might be too much, even by English standards. It certainly is a transformation for our valley that would be totally dry were it not for irrigation. The low clouds, dull light, and soft sounds of the droplets falling everywhere together create a story-like setting.It's time to get cozy on the sofa with the children, share cookies and drink hot chocolate, and read good books all afternoon. That's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message,Feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.